Hey beautiful souls. Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause, your daily dose of real talk and self-love. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate the beautiful mess that is life, one heart healing episode at a time. Ever felt like your past relationships are still haunting you? Like those old wounds keep popping up, messing with your confidence and making it hard to open your heart again. Trust me, you're not alone. Heartbreak, whether it was a messy breakup or a more subtle and requited love, can leave deep scars that linger long after the relationship ends. But here's the good news. Healing is possible. It takes courage, self-compassion, and a whole lot of inner work, but you can absolutely move on from past heartaches and build stronger, healthier relationships in the future. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you heal those old wounds and create space for a new love in your life. 1. Embrace your feelings. The first step is acknowledging those raw emotions. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Allow yourself to feel the sadness, anger, even the guilt, whatever comes up. Bottling it all up will only prolong the healing process. Remember, feeling your feelings fully is a sign of strength, not weakness. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to ignore a physical injury. So why treat emotional wounds any differently? 2. Break free from blame. It's easy to get caught up in blame games, pointing fingers at yourself or your ex. But dwelling on the past won't bring you peace. Try reframing those thoughts. Instead of "they hurt me," consider "we both made choices that led us here." This shift in perspective can help you take ownership of your own healing journey and move forward with grace. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. 3. Write your story. You have the power to rewrite the narrative around your past relationships. Instead of focusing on what went wrong, look for the lessons learned. What did you discover about yourself? What boundaries do you need to set in the future? Think of this as a chance to create a more empowering and fulfilling story for yourself. You are the author of your own life. 4. Practice self-care. Now is the time to prioritize yourself. Engage in activities that bring you joy, nurture your body and mind, and surround yourself with supportive people who uplift you. Remember those things that make you feel good. Cozy nights and walks in nature, a good book, whatever it takes to recharge and remind yourself of your worth. 5. Embrace the future. Healing from past relationships is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself and celebrate every step forward. Know that you deserve love, happiness, and fulfilling connections. By embracing the lessons learned and showing up for yourself, you create space for a future filled with joy, authenticity, and meaningful relationships. Let me tell you a story that always resonates with me. A friend of mine went through a pretty painful breakup. For weeks, she felt lost, heartbroken, and unsure if she'd ever love again. She tried to bury her feelings, but they kept coming back stronger. Then she decided to try something new. She started writing in a journal every day. She poured out all her pain, anger, and sadness, and slowly began to process those emotions. She also started prioritizing self-care. Yoga classes, walks in the park, evenings with good friends. You know what happened? She started to heal. It wasn't easy, but she kept showing up for herself day after day. And eventually, she emerged from that heartbreak stronger and more resilient than ever before. She even found a new love, someone who truly appreciated her for all that she is. Remember, healing takes time, and it's not always linear. There will be good days and bad days. But keep showing up for yourself, practice self-compassion, and trust that you are worthy of love and happiness. So, my beautiful souls, what's one thing you can do today to start healing from past relationships? Maybe write in a journal, go for a walk, or call a friend who makes you laugh. Remember, every small step counts. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. Join me tomorrow for another dose of healing and self-love. Until then, keep shining your light bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.